Sex positivity is an attitude towards human sexuality that regards all consensual sexual activities as fundamentally healthy and pleasurable, encouraging sexual pleasure and experimentation. A lot of us feel embarrassed about sexual desires, preferences, experiences, or struggles that are actually common, but we do not learn how common they are until we talk about them. Hi everybody, and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polinas and I'm your host. Today we are going to talk about sex, specifically gay sex. I wanted to make this more conversational, so I invited three Twitter friends from Kidlat, and hopefully you will not just enjoy but learn a thing or two on this episode. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. Today is the Kalat Hours. I've been dying to actually do this topic. And finally, I'm doing this. And masyadong diversify yung mga guest ko. From the Kidlat friends on Twitter Spaces, please welcome our returnee guests, EJ and the Virgin Podcast girls, RJ and Sian. Hello, girls.
Hi.
So we all admit now we're all part of the LGBT plus LGBTQ plus community. And we are all aware of, we have all our sexual awakenings, ika nga. So one by one, I just wanted to find out, kailan yung first experience nyo? And meron ba kayong mga reference, like, meron ba kayong, how am I supposed to put this? May reference ba kayo o may role model ba kayo? Or ano ba yung, how did you manage to basically do it? Based ba to sa books or narinig nyo lang? Or you guys, ang reference talaga is porn? EJ, what about you?
Okay, so sa akin kasi, syempre I grew up in the province, diba? So wala akong masyadong reference, but apart from magazines, diba? So, pero feeling ko ang awakening ko, it was kind of I was coming from a place of trauma. But it's a trauma that probably gave me the realization na gay talaga ako at that time. Siguro I would say bisexual, probably, kasi I was still attracted to girls sexually and, you know. Pero, unfortunately, it was a relative, you know, who yung first sex experience ko, it was a relative. So feeling ko yun yung parang I would consider na trauma siya at the same time. But it was a fun experience at the same time. As in, very clear pa, vivid pa siya sa mind ko kung anong nangyari sa akin. Should I share ba? So yeah, my relative, I used to go to his place. Ayoko lang maging specific kasi alam mo na. Pero I used to go to his place and then, kasi yun, manood ng TV kasi at that time wala naman kaming decent na television. Tapos sila, meron silang colored TV. Eh kami yung TV pa na, alam mo yung parang cabinet type pa na black and white. Tube TV na sobrang bigat. So, ganun pa yung TV namin before. Tapos black and white. Tapos wala, boring. Hindi maganda yung picture. So I always go there. And then, and watch TV. Tapos, eventually, doon ako natutulog, doon ako pinapatulog ng relative ko. Tapos, napansin ko na pag magkatabi kami, parang kinikis-kis niya yung burat niya sa likod ko.
Okay.
So, yun yung first. So, I felt weird at that time na bakit niya to ginagawa. Hanggang sa parang finorse niya yung kamay ko inside his, briefs.
How old were you?
Nakabrief na siya. I was probably grade 4. Ano, ilang taon ba ang grade 4? 6, 7, 8, 9. Around that age, yes. 9. Tapos, pinasok. Tapos that time, syempre ang idea ko of sex was male and female, di ba? I didn't know na pwede palang ganun. Tapos, sobrang na-weirdo na ako kasi he's way older than me at that time. So, probably nasa teens na siya or 20s. So, yung titi niya at that time, sobrang laki para sa akin at that time. Kasi bata pa ako, maliit pa yung kamay ko and all. Tapos na-feel ko na parang nag-e-enjoy ako at the same time, pero kinakabahan. Tapos finorse niya ako to suck his dick. Ganun. Tapos eventually, I enjoyed it. And that's the first time I tasted cum. The first time that I sucked the dick. The first time that I, you know, held another guy's dick. Tapos the first time din na pinutok niya sa bibig ko. Tapos sukang-suka ako at that time. Buti na lang, ang bed namin sobrang lapit sa window. Yung parang window na, ano ba tawag dyan? Basta hindi siya, basta open siya.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, ayun, niluwa ko doon lahat. Sukang-suka ako kasi sobrang diring-diri ako sa lasa. At that time, of course, iba na ngayon, di ba? Palaban na tayo. Pero, ayun, that was the first time. Ang weird lang ng, medyo traumatic siya, but at the same time, kung nai-imagine ko ngayon, kasi traumatic siya, kasi pag nakikita ko yung relative, buhay pa rin kasi siya. Pag nakikita ko siya ngayon, parang meron pa rin akong feeling na, alam mo yun, parang nandidiri ako sa sarili ko. Alam mo yun, kasi relative eh.
Hmm.
Tapos, dumidistansya ako. But I don't blame him na kung bakit ako naging gay. Kasi I think, naging awakening lang yun. Diba? I was born gay. Yun lang yung naging key to realize na yun pala talaga ako. Ayun.
Thanks. Thanks, EJ. What about you, I know, RJ? Because you grew up in the States, right?
Yes, I grew up in the States. I moved there at the age of 10 with my family. So that's where I grew up. So I lived there for 24 years. I moved back here to the Philippines in 2016. So mm-hmm. I was already in my 30s by then. Tapos, my first sexual experience was with somebody I liked at the time. I wouldn't say we were dating kasi I found out later on that he had a boyfriend. So parang naging, I feel like it's been a curse na I have this, a strange magnetism with me and partnered guys, which is really dangerous and it's not something I'm proud of. I've ruined relationships before, so ngayon mas kailangan i-manage ko siya because it's not a decent thing to do. But at the time, I really liked this guy. And we started seeing each other. We started to mess around and do things. And I lost my virginity to him. And I remember, yun din, yung, like EJ said, yung memory na yun na, I remember it was in the room and it was really hot because it was during summer at that time. He had me in a missionary position with my legs on top of his shoulders. Mm-hmm. Tapos, and he was half Mexican. So hindi siya yung, it wasn't the longest dick I've had, but it was thick. And so masakit. It was super painful. And I don't know how it was that he was able to stay hard. Kasi the whole time when he was penetrating me, I kept asking questions, like, because it was my first time, so I didn't know what to do. Like, I would tense up, and I was like, "Ow, ow, why does it hurt like that? What is it?" Tapos sabi ko, I feel like I have to take a shit. Yung ganon that kind of dialogue, like while he's fucking me. So, and I remember I bled because it was unfortunately it was unprotected sex. I bled from that experience, and I was sore for. Siguro 3 days. Like I could feel the soreness in my butt from that experience. Pero yun nga, at least like you know, like they say, you never forget your first. I won't ever forget him. It was unfortunate that he had a boyfriend at the time. Pero I think, you know, given different circumstances, I could see myself in a relationship with him. So okay lang naman yung first time experience though. And I was already 21. By then, so I got started. 21 ako. Compared to others na, ayun nga, ayan yung KJ, yung sa kanya, super young pa siya. And most of my friends actually lost their virginity in their teens. I'm not sure why it was that so maybe, kaya siguro inisip ko during that time in my 20s, like I feel like I had to catch up to everybody else. So ayun, pero okay naman. I would say okay naman yung ano. I know he cared about me when that happened. So parang at least I had that.
Nice. What about you, C?
Hi. So ano, yung experience ko, it's a combination of ano, experience ng bata, same with EJ, at the same time, relative din. So the first experience, na-expose ako sa bahay kasi namin, I grew up, nagtra-transfer kami na paiba-iba yung places. So pag nasan yung parents ko, I'm an only child, so kung nasan yung parents ko, they will bring me along. So punta kami ganitong place, nandun ako for business, for work, punta rin ako doon. So ayun, nag-alarms. So yun na. So from different places. So yung first experience ko, na-expose talaga ako sa house kasi yung family sa bahay, usually usap pa nun yung VHS. Tapos yung mga Betamax and VCDs, nakakalat lahat sa living room yon, sa parang ano, entertainment area. So pag wala yung mga tao, play ko lang siya. Then bata pa ako noon. Ito magugulat ka, Papi EJ and RJ and Sir Tony. Grade 2 ako na-expose. So pag umaalis yung mga matatanda sa bahay, ipi-play ko lang yon. Tapos, very friendly kasi tayo, I usually invite friends. Na kasing edad ko ha, oh, let's watch something sa bahay namin. So ipi-play ko lang yon. Lahat kami bata, naaalala ko pa ang mga reactions lang namin. Kasi parang titig na titig kami na parang, oh, yung tem-tem at saka yung pem-pem, magpapasukan, gano'n. So nood lang kami ganyan. Gano'n lang siya. Tapos, parang naging ano siya, naging practice siya hanggang sa yung mga relatives ko nang ini-invite ko na hindi namin pinapaalam sa mga matatanda, sa mga adults. So, may isang eksena na parang siguro naramdaman ko na yung ano, hindi pa to awakening eh. Siguro ano pa lang, curious pa lang ako. I invited a friend, buhay pa rin yung friend ko na to, at mas bata siya sa akin. I invited a friend sa isang public CR na malapit sa kindergarten building namin. Pumasok kami sa CR. Tapos, ano, vivid sa amin yung mga positions ng mga nakikita namin sa video. Ang ginawa ko, yung temtem ko, tsaka yung temtem niya, pinagbangga-bangga kong ganun. We were trying to penetrate his temtem
now. My God.
Yun. Tapos, walang nangyayari. Kasi sabi namin, wala. So, hindi pa namin alam yung anal sex. Wala pa kayong galong idea. So, parang temtem to temtem lang kami. Tapos, grade 2 ako nun na as in galon. Na-stop yun. So, dumaan ng taon, alam kong bakla na ako, pero hindi ako nag-engage sa sexual actions. So ang eksena, ito na, yung sa relative naman. Dahil yung lola ko from Bohol, so usually kapag summer break, pupunta ako ng Manila to visit relatives, to spend time with my cousins, ganyan. Meron akong isang relative, di ko sasabihin. Meron ako isang relative kasi di ko sinishare to sila, pero ngayon ko lang to i-share dahil nandito naman ang opportunity to share. So, meron ako isang relative na every night, excited ako kasi tatabi ako sa kanya kasi guy yun eh. So, tatabi ako sa kanya. Tapos, every night, meron akong mga actions na parang para akong sa movie na Lihim ni Antonio na I really, ayun, sinusundan ko siya, sisilipan ko siya. Tapos, pag wala siya, kukuha ko ng brief, aamoy-amoyin ko. May ganun akong moment. Tapos, yung awakening ko talaga ng gay sex is yung may moment kami na gabi-gabi, lagi kong hinahawakan yung temtem niya na siya, kunyari, tulog lang. Pero, tumitigas. Hinahawakan ko lang. There was this instance sa sobrang libog na yung relative ko na to. Ang ginawa niya, inano niya ako, grinab niya ako, pinadapa niya ako, tapos ipapasok niya na sana. Ano lang ako nun? Elementary pa high school. Siguro high school. So, ginano niya ako, tapos itatry niya na sanang ipenetrate. Pero naisip niya, pag may nangyari sa amin, bukas pag may naramdaman ako, magtatanong ang mga tao. So, ang ginawa na lang niya, sige, jacolin mo na lang ako. So, ginacol ko. So, yun yung first time ko rin makahawak ng temtem. So, ako, ganun ba na yun? Tapos, ganun, jacol na. Tapos, nilapas ako siya. Sarap na sarap siya. Sako, parang yung tulay lang, bata lang. Okay. Ganun lang. Tapos nilabasan siya. Tapos parang nangyayari yun every summer break. Nangyayari. Hanggang sa hindi na yung nangyayari, hindi na ako pumupunta. Yung first experience ko talaga is with my first boyfriend, 2010. So yun, lahat ng first sa kanya. Yun. So yun yung history ng pagkabakla. So kaya ako siguro ako late bloomer. Kasi parang pastap-stap ako. Hindi ko alam kung tama ba yung ginagawa ko. I-judge ba ako ng mga tao. Pero nun niya, nung naranasan ko yun sa boyfriend ko, masaya pala. Masaya. Tapos, na-stop uli yun nung nawala siya. Nagka-girlfriend ako actually, pero hindi kami nag-penetrate. Nagka-girlfriend ako, dry-dry sex lang. Hagod-hagod lang ganyan. Tapos, sa boyfriend, yun lang experience ko sa pagiging Becky. Lahat ng mga discovery, lahat ng mga sa porn din, ang ginagawa namin ng ex-girlfriend, dahil first niya rin ako, manonood kami, tapos okay, manonood siya on his own and me, tapos i-apply namin during our actions. Ganon. So yon, yun yung experience ko, Sir Don.
Nice. Right, okay. Meron mga tinatawag na yun sexual position, di ba? Yung mga bottom, top, sides, and all. Yeah. I was listening to a podcast and apparently, it's offending to actually ask your sexual position. Do you... Huh? Are you offended kung halimbawa natatanong ka ng sexual position mo?
Oh.
If you're top, bottom...
Ako personally, I don't get offended, being that if I am to date somebody or even as a hookup, sexual compatibility to me is a deal breaker. So if I find out that we're both bottoms, hindi, I mean, yes, we can still have side fun or whatnot, pero if I'm gonna hook up with somebody, generally it's for anal sex. So I like to get that out of the way, na yung lalo kong grinder hookup lang siya. I like to get it out of the words, just like, can you penetrate? Basically, I don't care if you're a verse or if you're a top, but if you can penetrate, then we can keep going. We could do this. Kaya sa akin, I think siguro depending on the way you would ask somebody, that might be offensive for some, but personally, I don't find it offended at all. If anything, mas yung wala nang paligoy-ligoy pa, it saves time in us. You know, if we want to do this, like, especially if I want to get off, you know, like, I want to get fucked. So I need to know if you will be able to do that. And then we could do this. So.
What about you, C? Do you get offended?
I was actually thinking kung na-offend ba ako at this moment. Kasi there is this phase in my life sa pagiging Becky na pag tinatanong ako niyan, in denial ako sa kung ano nga bang preference ko. Kasi I always say I'm averse. Dahil yung ex ko, yung lagi kong constant naka-sex before, verse kaming dalawa. So happened, hindi ako madalas nakakapag-perform as a top dahil meron siyang amoranas. So pagpapasok ako, nasasaktan siya. Mm-hmm. So syempre, to keep the sex life in our relationship, ako yung nagsasubmit madalas. At na-enjoy ko siya. At mas nakakapagbigay ako ng pleasure pag ako yung gumagawa ng bottom side. So ngayon, itong na-experience ko na uli yung awakening sa community, mas ino-offer ko na mag-submit. Pero willing din naman akong to do it. Pero mas happy ako kapag ako yung nagbibigay ng pleasure sa top. So siguro, di ko nga alam kung masasabi ko ba na verse bottom ako. Na mas ma-bottom. Ganun yun, di ba? Verse bottom. So, ganun ako. So, hindi naman ako na-open, pero in denial ako nung una. Kasi parang feeling ko, meron ding part of me na nagsasabi na pag bottom ka, mas weak ako. Parang ganun. Parang may ganun akong, meron akong ganung ano. Right, RJ? May ganun.
Yes. Actually, but before EJ answers, sorry, Sir Tony. I think it's something, na yun, kasi back when I was younger, ganun din. And I think it's deeply rooted in misogyny. Yung in thinking that as a bottom, you know, when you get questions like when the last time I had a boyfriend, we would get questions like, oh, sino babae sa inyo? Like, what do you mean sino babae? It's a gay relationship. We're both guys. Pero what they mean is that sino yung bottom in that, yun yung inaano na babae. And it's misogynistic in thinking that dahil ako yung pinapenetrate, I'm somehow the woman and I'm weaker
or yeah.
I and then submit to the more dominant dun sa lalaki, dun sa relationship, which is so, it's such a flawed mentality. And whenever I hear people talk like that, like, you already know, like, they're ignorant or, you know, they don't know any better, na parang yung pagtanong ng ganun na hindi, it's not. Kasi people see, and I think that's why, nag-tangent na naman ako. That's why lesbian relationships are somehow more accepted in society generally. Kasi men see lesbian relationships as like, oh, they're women, but they're emulating men behavior because they also want to be with women. And so those people see gay men, they see us, na, oh, you're gay, you like dick in your ass, you're emulating a woman. So it makes you weaker, inferior to me as a man who's a man. Mm-hmm. Yung ganun na, I think somehow sa akin when I was younger, ganun yung thinking ko eh. That's for the longest time, like, I was also hesitant. Like, whenever people would ask, you know, like, are you a top or a bottom? Like, I didn't want to say that I was a bottom because somehow I felt as though I was less of a man that way. Pero, like, I'm glad I grew out of that mentality and think that that's akin nga. Sa akin, mas ano pa yun eh. Yung second ex-boyfriend ko, he made a joke one time and he was like, you know, you're the bitch in this relationship, right? I was like, what do you mean I'm the bitch in this relationship? He was like, because you're the bottom. I was like, no, if I can take your dick up my ass and you can't take mine, sino bitch sa relationship na to? So wala siyang nasabi. Diba? So sa akin, it's strength for me to be able to do that because not all guys can take dick up their ass. So it takes not only that, but like the preparation that goes behind it. You know, like bottoms have to do so much to make the sexual experience like a
pleasurable.
Yes. I fast for a certain amount of time. I clean my insides for you. And tops can eat whatever they want. You know, yung ganon na parang. So I know I made it a point that if I'm gonna be with somebody, kahit hook up lang, I don't ever want to feel that way. Na parang ang tingin lang sa akin is just a hole. That's you know, na parang I'm a person. Like you are. This is my house. I'm letting you into my house. You're a guest here. I get to decide if you're gonna stay. I get to decide if you're welcome here, and I get to decide if you get to even come back. So yung ganun na, and I think it should be that way where we empower that in the community. Not to put down tops or anything, but you know, respect your bottom, support your bottom, because we adjust, we do so much for the top.
True naman.
Sorry.
True. No. Tama yon. Tama yon. Flawed talaga yon kasi. What about yung mga ano, yung mga cross-dresser na top and all?
Mm-hmm.
Diba? O yung mga trans na nagta-top?
Yes.
Imagine, diba?
What is the layer of ano in our community talaga? It's so amazing na it's really a spectrum. Mm. Like you can't just say like, oh, there's gay and there's straight. Like there's so much more going on. Like I mean, 7 billion people in the world, like it would be impossible to categorize everybody into just two things where it's just like, oh, you're gay, you're straight. Like it doesn't, you know, it's not that easy.
Samantalang nun time ko, ang sex lang talaga is apat, girl, boy, bakla, tomboy.
Yes, mm. Totoo.
At saka pala, silahis. Ang tawag ko silahis, yung bisexual.
Bisexual.
It's the Tagalog term of bisexual, uh-oh, silahis.
My God, I learned something new. I didn't know that.
Yeah, silahis is bisexual term for ano, Tagalog.
Okay.
Silahis. Ikaw, Ichi, you get offended ba?
At first, oo. Nung medyo bata-bata pa ako and hindi pa masyadong educated yung mga tao. There's a misconception kasi, again, yung gaya ng mga sinabi ni Sian at saka ni RJ, there's a misconception that when you say you're gay, you're effeminate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Parang ganun.
Yes.
But I'm not effeminate. Parang ganun. So parang at that time, medyo na-offend, naiinis ako actually kung tinatawag ako. But now, I'm very proud to say that I'm a pure bottom. I'm not pure bottom. Sorry. Pure
versa. Our bottom.
Pure versa. Pure versa. Pero hindi ako na-offend when someone asked me kasi gaya nga din na sinabi ni RJ kanina, lalo na pag if I want to, you know, hook up with someone, syempre, gusto ko rin malaman kung top ba sila or bottom. Kasi gusto ko mag-prepare. Kasi if they're gonna say they're top, then I'm gonna prepare myself as the bottom. Diba? Mm-hmm. Tapos, if they're gonna say they're bottom, then much better for me. Kasi I would say pure versa ako. Pero up until now, na-enjoy ko pa rin maging top. But of course, I enjoy sucking dicks, getting fucked. Yan. Yeah. Yun lang, medyo tinatamad lang ako mag-prepare minsan. Kaya minsan ayokong mag-bottom. But kasi, because of the preparation, it's really an effort. Sobra.
Totoo,
so yun. Yeah. I think people need to start accepting the fact na mas accepting na ang community ngayon in terms of, para sa akin ha, nakikita ko mas accepting na ang community, lalo na sa LGBTQ community, na when you say your versa, your bottom, your top, na hindi na siya something that to be ashamed of. So, yun.
I agree.
Right. So, I'll piggyback lang dun sa preparation. So, meron ba kayong mga preparation sa pag nakikipag-sex, regardless whether you're going to bottom or to top, ano yung mga preparation nyo pag makikipag-hook up kayo?
Nag-pray ako.
Nagpe-pray ako na unang-una sana dumating siya.
Oo. Baka mag-ghost tayo. Diba? Uy, nangyayari yan, diba? Yung lalo sa bottom. pag magbo-bottom ka, tapos prepare na prepare ka, tapos biglang hindi dumating, oh my God, yeah. May ikit talaga ako.
So then you just eat after that. Like, it's like, oh, it's canceled. Kakain na lang ako. Putang ina mo, ah. Hindi ka nag-show up.
After nang nabusog ka, nag-text, andito na ako. Sorry, nablobat ako.
I only had ice cream all day and you're gonna tell me my dick appointment is canceled? Fuck that. Maghahanap talaga ako ng iba. Hindi ko sasayangin yung effort ko. Ako personally, other than shower, ayun, I douche. I try not to eat so much that day. Kasi, I mean, unfortunately, there are still times, maybe if it's because I'm older now, there are still times where even despite my efforts in cleaning, there are times na meron pa din. And I think that's something else that should be, we should be a little bit more forgiving for the bottoms. Again, na yung ganun na minsan, kahit anong prepare mo talaga, mangyayari yan na merong sabit minsan or ano. And I've ran into both kinds of tops where pinandirian ako before because they got shit on their dick, and the other times when like they were so comforting and so yung ako pa yung hiyang-hiya na parang like I was mortified that like something still came out, but he was like no, don't even worry about it, ganto ganyan, like he was very, you know, they were very caring. So I you know, from then you can determine like how, like if I'm gonna see this person again or ano, pero yun nga, like hopefully it gets better, you know, with time. Where I mean, everybody shits, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. it should be more normalized. Whereas, like, sometimes, you know, lalo kung hindi planado, it's a random hookup, hindi ka nakapag-prepare that time. But, like, I mean, you wanna fuck and then they wanna fuck you. So, ayun.
True. Ikaw, see, do you have certain ano, preparation or rituals or what?
Alam mo, if there's one good thing about me kapag ano, kapag mga ganyan, hindi ko pa nga na-experience yung sinasabi mo na mag-douchebag ka. Wala akong ganon. So, ang eksena ko kasi, Sir Tony, ano, kada araw, parang yung bowel movement ko, tuloy-tuloy. Installment siya, pero tuloy-tuloy. So, kumbaga sa isang araw, hindi siya nasa-stuck sa chan ko. So, parang pag naliligo ko, nililinis ko naman siya. Pero wala, as in parang nawawala siya. So kahit na parang kumain ako nung hapon, tapos may mangyayari sa akin sa gabi, okay. And so far naman, sa pag-expose ko sa sarili uli, paglagay ng sarili ko sa community, wala pa akong experience na merong sumasabit. Kahit yung naranasan ko best ever, na i-discuss ko later sa isang mga question mo na best sex ever. walang sumamping, ganun. So ang preparation ko, syempre maglilinis ako and all. Tapos i-make sure ko na maayos din yung bahay ko sa baba. I mean, pati yung mga buhok, naka-trim, maayos. Tapos actually, I'm engaging myself. I'm trying to involve myself sa paglilinis. At nag-inquire na ako kay Babe RJ. Sabi ko, I wanna do it to myself. Para pag kinain ako, mag-enjoy sila. Ganon.
Yeah. Feeling talaga, Babe. I think everybody should try it, a Brazilian at least once in their life. Para ma-experience po. Yeah. Yung keenness at yung feeling when there's just no
hair. Kaan actually.
Yes.
Try mo yung ano, plucking.
Plucking!
Damn it!
Ano yun? He loves me.
I need 2 days to do that. See?
call me in 2 days. I need to start plucking.
What about you, EJ?
Ako, I think the good thing of being a Versa is that may experience ako on both, diba? Like, I had a lot of experiences on both sides. So, alam ko kung ano yung dapat ko nang gawin kasi I've experienced sucking someone's dick na sobrang mabalahibo or malago yung bulbul, pero sobrang baho kasi syempre parang, ano na, parang sumabit na dun yung mga... Yes, yung mga memories of the past, mga ganyan. So, what I do is, buti naman, hindi ako masyado mabalahibo. What I do is, I trim lang kasi I don't wanna like wax it off, di ba? So, tinitrim ko lang siya. Tapos, I make sure na, syempre, maligo ka. And then, if I bottom, same din. I always make sure na magdudush ako or kung walang douche, syempre, magbibiday ka. Diba? To wash it all off, like couple of hours before you have sex, diba? But that's for scheduled sex. Pero pag hindi naman scheduled, dun, ganun din. Same with RJ. I think for the bottoms or for the Versa out there na nakikinig sa atin, don't be scared. Lalo na pag hindi schedule. Huwag kayong mahiya na to explain it to them na, oh, baka may lumabas dyan na. Kasi I haven't prepared. And yeah, since you want to do this, then, you know, be prepared kung meron man dyan. But I'll do my best to control it. Kasi minsan makokontrol mo din eh. Diba? Mm-hmm. So, yun. Make sure mabango.
Ay, hindi kayo, ano, puro-puro lang kayo trim. Hindi kayo nagbe-maintain ng talagang smooth na, ano, all throughout.
Ako, wala na isi-smooth. Baka mawalan ako ng buhok.
Actually, ang penis, if you've seen EJ's ass, it's like the most, one of the smoothest things I've ever seen, ever. Pero sa akin,
kasi... Patingin nga, ay, ano, EJ, chot.
So, eto siya.
It's so smooth. As in, parang baby's bottom siya. I promise to God. I'm not this out. Pero sa akin kasi, sira lang yung schedule ko, Sir Tony, during the pandemic. Kasi obviously, nagsara yung waxing salon that I go to. Pero I try to make it a monthly thing. Like every beginning of the month, like the first week of the month, I go in to get my waxing. At kilala ko na nga yung girl na gumagawa. I made it a point na kinuha ko talaga girl. Para it's not gonna be weird where like I get an erection if it was a guy, you know, waxing me. Because a guy is touching my dick, more than likely I will be aroused. So just to make it a professional, you know, setting. Si Leslie, yung nag-wax sa akin. So parang sobrang friends na kami na like I have her phone number. I ask when she's there. You know, siya yung nare-recommend ko. Ayan, kasi na-recommend ko na kay Gabby before. Like I've recommended people to her. Tsaka mabilis kasi din siyang magtrabaho. Hindi yung masyadong ano na you're there for too long or you're uncomfortable kasi she understands that, you know, guys don't generally like to get waxed, so you're in, you're out, and it's a good job. Tapos ang maganda din when you get waxed on a regular basis, yung pag tumutubo siya, it's a lot finer. Tapos minsan mas naso-slow down din yung growing niya, so now na meron ng konting tubo yung sa akin, pero you could even tell na parang balahibo lang siya. It's not so, it doesn't even look like pubic hair. Like it's more just like kind of parang baby hairs lang siya.
Baby
like.
Hair.
Nice.
Isa pa pala sa mga ano ko.
Schedule ko, di ba, RJ?
Bukas?
Ano ka pa schedule? Magpapaschedule ka na rin, si?
Oo, plano ko na yun. Naka-line up yun sa amin ni RJ. Sabi ko, yeah. RJ, punta ko dyan soon.
Nice.
I'm excited for that. Gusto kong marinig kung maingay siya.
Paano yung ingay ng isang siyan?
The first time? Normal yun. I will say, babe, as papakita ko sa iyo. So this is the shaft. Yung middle part dito, this is the most painful part.
Oh my God.
Yes. Oo. Kasi dito, your balls, your asshole, wala yan. If you can have anal sex and you can take the pain, kayang-kaya mo yan. Pero itong part na to, hanggang ngayon, kahit sa akin, masakit talaga yung part na yan.
Nagwa-wax ako sa werot ko lang. Pero sa ano, pero nagsishave ako kasi may ginagamit ako ng manscape.
Ah, okay.
Yun kasi pagka ginamit mo, grabe, talagang ang kinis. Tapos ang tagal din yan tumubo.
Is that brand, right, Sir Tony?
It's a brand. Yeah, it's a brand. Manscape.
I don't know kung may available na ang ganyan dito sa Pinas eh. Tapos I've been curious.
May kasama siyang ang tawag to, lotion ng balls. Ball lotion.
Ooh, nice. I wanna try.
So para hindi nag-ano. Kasi minsan di ba yung balls, minsan nag-ano siya, parang nagkakate siya and all.
Yes.
Yeah, so meron siyang kasamang ano lotion. Ngayon hindi na siya lotion eh, parang ano lang siya, parang towel, parang ganyan yung binigay nila.
Mm-mm. Kaya gusto ko rin yung shower na ano eh, parang one last preparation right before you do the deed. If I get to, tapos it's also a nice thing to do like with your partner, for us to shower. I mean, we're going to have sex, we're going to be naked anyway. Yeah. So might as well clean ourselves together para pag when it gets right down to it, diba? Ready to go na tayo, fresh na tayo.
Di ba pagka halimbawa may mga booking, halimbawa punta ka sa motel, ang una-una kong pinapagawa lagi is, uy, shower muna tayo. Kahit kakaligo ko lang, shower uli ako. Yes. Kasi yung level, diba, para saan sila galing, no?
Yes, alam mo na, malinis siya. And then she can see na ikaw din, malinis kasi you guys shower.
Exactly. Right,
para although may weird ano ako minsan. I'm not sure kung fetish to. I don't know. Gustong-gusto ko yung natural pheromones ng lalaki. Pag galing sa labas. May ganun ako. Pero pag syempre, pag may amoy na nga ng remnants of the past, wag na.
That reminds me of something. Kasi yung sa atin daw kasi, like for women, their pheromones come out sa hair. Sa head nila. Mm-hmm. And that's why you see, yeah, in the movies, when guys are dancing with women, or whatever, inaamoy nila yung hair na ganun kasi daw yung pheromones. Pero sa lalaki daw, I don't know if this is legit, pero sa lalaki daw kasi sa kilikili yung ano natin. So, there was, I think it might be true because there was this guy that I had a crush on na he would get really sweaty, pero yung amoy, like the musk of his, yun nga, yung amoy na lalaking amoy. Like I would get around, tinitigasan ako with him just getting a whiff of his body odor. I mean, essentially it was body odor kasi, pero hindi siya mabaho. Yung ganun na ang weird kasi he's the only one that I can remember na may ganung effect sa akin.
Kasi ang daming badis.
Gusto
ng mga pawisan.
Yes. Oh.
So what do you guys enjoy naman sa ano? What do you guys enjoy naman in bed? Like apart from obviously you RJ being a bottom, si Sian dahil in-out niya ng sarili niya sa community, na enjoy niya magbigay ng pleasure, and si EJ versatile.
Ano?
What else? Versa. What else you guys enjoy in bed?
I love cuddles sa bed.
Yeah. Oh. Like I was gonna ask, you mean sexually or like what else? What other activities?
Whatever. Sexually or whatever.
Mahjong, ganyan, mahjong.
Snake and ladder.
Yeah, and kalat ao araw-araw ano oras to.
I wanna actually discuss ko lang din ito. I kind of have an idea on how to massage. But it's something that I wanna kind of pursue. It's like I wanna be certified. That's something that, because my love language is physical touch. So other than, you know, sex and foreplay, it's something else that I would enjoy because I get to touch my partner is to give them a massage. Mm-hmm. So not only will I feel good touching them, but like they will feel good as well because marirelieve mo yung stress nila in that way na. So yeah, other than cuddles and long heartfelt talks, like yeah, I would want to give a massage to my partner from time to time.
Experience kayang TED Talk na yan ha sa bed.
Kilala ko.
Totoo ba yan?
Oo! Oh,
ba't hindi ko alam yan?
Walang nangyayari sa amin kundi nag-usap lang kami ng mga prinsipyo sa buhay.
What?
At very least at some reason. Point in your
life. But these so, guys too.
Manahan niya, babe. Manang mana.
At least experience
ko,
mo, babe.
Sabi ko, can I kiss you? Aba, ginawa sa akin, kiss lang ako sa cheeks. Ano to, tito?
OMG.
Grabe. Oh my God. Ano, you like cuddles? What else you like? You enjoy?
Siguro, ako iniisip ko nga, pero parang related pa rin kasi sa sex. Pero ako, admittedly, very, ano ako, fan ng sucking nipple. Sa sin, dumidede ako ng dede talaga. Dede. Yes.
Oh my.
Tapos, okay. Gusto ko yung idea tsaka yung image ng guy na while doing it, sobrang nag-e-enjoy siya. Ay, ginaganahan ako lalo. Yun. So, alam mo na.
Di pala, di dapat babe siya yung tawag ko sa'yo, kundi dede siya. Dede siya.
Ay, dede siya. Tapos ang sinasagot ko, dede, dede, dede.
Dede, dede. Oh my God.
What about you, EJ?
Ako, simple, small talks lang. Hindi ako masyado makadal kasi na tao, even if before or after sex. Kasi una, lalo na pag sleeping time na, I can't sleep pag may katabi. So, oo. Nag-start yan nung college. Hindi talaga ako nakakatulog. So, whenever yung ex ko before, pag natutulog kami, either nasa baba siya or ako yung nasa baba, para makatulog lang. Yun. Pero pag wala talagang choice at kailangan kong may katabi, as much as possible lang, parang may nakaseparate lang sa amin. Like yung lumabas tayo sa Tropang Kidlat, sa Antipolo, di ba? Magkatabi kami ni Arlo noon. So ang ginawa ko, buti na lang yung bed is malaki. So I can, like, parang face on the other side. Para hindi lang matouch yung balat ko sa balat ng iba. Kasi hindi talaga nakakatulog. Pero, kaya hindi ako masyadong makadal na tao. Ayan. Pero so wala lang. Small talks lang. Or siguro after kakain ng snacks, ganun, manonood ng Netflix. Yan.
You guys enjoy kissing?
Ako, oo. Pero I have to make sure lang yung hygiene. Correct. Kasi medyo sensitive yung ilong ko sa ganun. Pag amoy bagang, just wag na.
Amoy bagang.
Ako na sa cheeks.
Yung bagang.
Sirang
ano. Wisdom molar. Wisdom molar.
Ah, kaya pala tropang bagang. Okay. Galing yun. Hindi ko na gets. Okay.
Ako ano, I love kissing so much. Minsan kahit wala na mangyari sa atin. Basta nakakadal tsaka nagkikiss lang.
Actually, minsan, oo.
Ayoko na. Okay na ako. Sold na ako. We can sleep. Right. Foreplay. We all enjoy foreplay. Do you like a long foreplay or a short foreplay? Or you want to go straight down and, you know, let's do this?
I think it depends on the partner and the mood. Because there are times where, like, I just want to get off. Like, you know, just fuck me. And then we'll get this wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Let's go watch a movie after. But there are times where, like, you want to savor every intimate moment in that. Oh, God. This reminds me of, ano, kasi natry ko yung edging. I got edged recently.
Oh, sarap.
So it was an experience that I would recommend if you could do it, if you could allow for that.
Learn how to do it. Yeah,
it's an experience talaga. Like I can't even really describe like how it was, pero siguro kasi sumakit na, like it got to the point where he was edging me for so long that I got blue balls, like masakit na yung pusun ko. But it must have gone on for almost half an hour, natuloy-tuloy lang na, like he's just, you know, stroking and playing with my nipples and fingering me and yung like, so there's all these sensations going on na grabe siya. So it's a reminder that I enjoy foreplay. So I want to be able to reciprocate that to my partner as well. Yeah, I would recommend it. Kung kaya nyo magpa-edge, guys, pa-edge kayo. Sobrang, ano, it's an experience talaga.
Ikaw Zian, do you love foreplay? Oh, let's do it na.
Ano rin, depende rin eh. So ako, sa mga nakikinig at na gusto maranasan ako, Cherez! ano, kasi nga parang feeling ko, ina-identify ko kasi yung sarili ko talaga na parang ngayon lang ako na-expose sa ganito. So feeling ko naman po, sa experience ko sa mga nakaraang buwan at taon, okay ako doon. Mas gusto ko nga yung parang onti-onti tayo. Magsimula tayo ng kissing, tapos papunta sa leeg, punta sa chest, pababa, tapos do the blowjob, then bago tayo dun sa climax. Ayun, feeling ko nag-enjoy rin po ako. Ang ayoko lang is, actually may na-experience ako, ang hirap palang sabihin pag naiinis ka na hindi niya nagagawa yung gusto niyang gawin sa'yo. Meron akong experience na parang, ano, and explain niya, hindi daw siya tinitigasan kapag, ano, kapag he's doing a hookup with others. Kasi parang namimili rin siya. So, nung ako daw, ang galing ko daw, sobrang syempre compliment yun kasi hindi ko naman nararanasan yun. So, pag may nagko-compliment sa akin na magaling yung trabaho ng dibig ko, ma-happy ako noon. So, tigasan siya, nalabasan siya. Tapos gusto niya sana akong pasukin. Tapos hindi niya magawa. Tapos hindi ako nilabasan. Naiinis ako na parang, bakit hindi natin magawa? Tapos parang, after noon, ininok lang sa sarili ko na, next time, ano, dapat i-make sure natin na kaya natin gawin yung gagawin. Kasi parang nakaka-frustrate na, alam mo yun, hindi man siya maaway. Kasi nga, una, ang intention nyo is hook up. Alam mo yun? Wala naman. So, ayun. Nag-enjoy ako. Yun lang. Kasi ko patuloy.
Sorry, curious, hindi mo nasabi sa kanya? Parang naiinis ka? Okay, explain.
Sorry siya, parang sorry, hindi ko nagawa, hindi kasi talaga ako nalabasan. Tapos hindi niya rin ako napasok. Hindi niya mapasok, sabi ko, ganun kasi kip yung werot ko, hindi mapasok yung werot ko. Ganun.
Oh, cobwebs everywhere, babe.
Oh my God.
Tagal. Tapos kahit ako nagja-jacob na ako, hindi na ako ginaganahan. Naiinis na ako. So parang ginawa, sabi ko na lang, hayaan mo na. Kasi, pero totoo naman, sabi ko, nag-jack off kasi ako kanina, siguro napagod siya. Ganun. Sorry siya nang sorry. Naiinis ako dun sa tao na yun. Na parang, dapat ready ka eh. That, kung lalabang ka, lumabang ka. Alam mo yung
ginawa ko.
Performance ko. Tapos ikaw, ano to?
Ayun. Oh my
pero
God.
Napatayan ko, mga papi. Masikip talaga, hindi makapasok.
Masikip.
Masikip siya, masikip. Ikaw, EJ?
Ako generally hindi. I don't like long foreplays. Pero may mga times na siguro dahil din sa circumstance, like majority ng mga hookups ko kasi it's either nasa time of work ako. So kailangan mabilisan, madalian, ganun. Or pag nandito ako sa Davao, syempre may mga tao sa bahay, ganyan. So kailangan mabilisan lang, kunwari magmamassage sa akin, ganyan. So hindi pwedeng magtatagal.
Matagal.
So, yun. Pero pag kunwa, may mga times din naman ako, may mga experiences akong naaalala na sobrang ganda din ng flow ng ano, romance level. Oo. Parang feeling ko nga more on romance yun than sex. Although nag-sex kami. Pero 90% of the time, we were kissing, we were sucking each other's nipples, tapos nagbubulong-bulungan kami na you're so hot, ganyan. Tapos I really like you. Ganun. Parang wala lang. Shit, tinigasan ako. Sorry.
Suta!
Kasi naaalala ko, sobrang okay, dinig pa siya sa
mind. Oh my God, I love that.
Oo. Sobra.
BJ, mutual or you enjoy giving or receiving or you want a mutual BJ?
Alam ko may tinawag kang BJ eh. Kasi yun ang BJ.
Low job.
Ako, I, like I said earlier, it's something that I want to practice and get better at. Kaya generally, for the most part, hindi ko siya, I never ask for it. Kasi I would not ask for something that I'm not willing to do myself. So, yung most of my experiences giving oral was with either jowa ko na sila and it's been, you know, we've been together for a while. Or, yeah, kasi pag random hookups, rarely, I mean, they say, you know, it's suck my dick. I'm like, no, I'm not gonna suck a random guy's dick. Pero it's something that I wanna work on in the future kasi it's something, I don't know, I feel like I'm missing out. Yung gano'n na parang sayang. Sayang yung so it's something I definitely, so hopefully in the future I aspire to give better oral. Yeah. So it's something else to add to my repertoire.
Wow. Ikaw, Ije, you enjoy giving, receiving, or you want always a mutual
play? Oh, mutual play. I think I'm a good sucker. Like, I've had really good feedback. Wow! Punta sa Google. Naka 5-star ako. Wala, magaling. Well, I'm not say, I wouldn't say I'm a pro, pero magaling ako mag-suck.
Yeah.
But I also love getting sucked as well. Mm-hmm. Really good. Mm-hmm. Meron kasi ibang sucker na parang tipong pag i-deep throat, masakit. Di ko alam bakit. Hindi naman tumatama sa
ipin. Pero masakit. Yung may ipin.
Hindi, walang ngipin eh. Yung walang ngipin, I'm not sure, merong ibang mga nagsasak na parang ang sakit, yung parang nadidiin siya. Yung parang supposedly magsaslide lang siya sa throat. Supposedly. Pero hindi siya magsaslide kasi parang kinoclose yung throat nila. So, ang nangyayari, syempre, cartilage ba yung dick? I'm not sure. Di ba, syempre, muscle siya.
Yes.
Sobrang tigas na tigas, di ba? Tapos parang i-force mo siya na parang na-force down sa your balls. Parang ang sakit. Wala lang. Pero may mga magagaling din talagang mag-suck. Yeah.
Totoo.
Ikaw si mutual ka?
Mutual din. Pero kaya ni Papi EJ, itong mga nakaraan na experiences ko, lagi ako nako-compliment na may something daw ako na ginagawa na unconsciously, hindi ko naman siya pinag-aralan, hindi ko siya, kumbaga natural na ginagawa ng bibig ko siya, na parang kahit nakasaya lang ako, gumagalaw-galaw siya ng gano'n. May sarili siyang buhay, gano'n. So, tapos, ito pa, revelation. Meron ako naka-hook up, na siguro mga nakalima, anim na akong balik, lagi niyang hinahanap yung servisyo ko. So, ibig sabihin, gusto niya.
Aray!
Hanggang ngayon, actually, naisip ko siya kayo, mamaya nga, tatanungin ko, are you busy? Ah? Charet! Kasi yung guy naman na yun, hindi talaga kami nagpapasok or something. Yun lang. Gusto niya lang blow, na blow. Kinakain siya. Oo. Tapos, nakakatawa kasi, simula nung ginagawa ko sa kanya yung pleasure na yun, ang balik niya naman sa akin, he's treating me like a girl. Like, iikutin niya yung buong katawan ko. Kakainin niya lahat. Pero hindi niya ako tsutsupay na. Kakainin niya lang ako. Idadaan-daan niya lang yung sarili niya dun sa temtem ko. Ganyan. Tapos, ang gusto niya kinakain, yung legs ko, tsaka yung alak-alakan. Ang weird, pero I'm loving it. I mean, yung alak-alakan ko, talagang kinakain niya. Sinisip-sip niya. Para ako, bakit sa legs? Pero natutuwa ako sa kanya.
Like, anong alak-alakan?
Yung soul? Likod ng tuhod.
Likod ng tuhod. Yung
likod ng tuhod. Okay, shucks. My God.
Ang weird, di ba? Pero gustong-gusto niyang kinakain yun. So, para ako, okay. Ayun. Ayun lang. Nahapi ako bigla. Naalala ko.
What about teabagging? You enjoy teabagging? Do you know what's teabagging?
Yeah.
Balls. Face?
The balls.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I don't think that's... anybody's ever done that to me. Iniisip ko. I mean, sa akin kasi, like when I'm getting eaten out,
mm-hmm.
I try not to have my balls on their face or on their chin, like as they do it. Pero minsan hindi siya maiwasan eh. Pero, and yun naman, at least hindi rin na ako nako-conscious kasi smooth naman yung balls ko if it was to ever happen. So I think yung times na nagawa ko siya was unintentional. Tapos I can't remember any time na ginawa sa akin intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would mind. Depende kung yun nga, if it has a smell or whatnot. Pero I think the action of doing it, I don't think it's not anything. Especially kung nandun tayo sa moment that we're being physically intimate and it's a sexual, you know, encounter. Mm. I don't think it's something I would mind as long as it's hygienic.
Mm-hmm. See, any cow?
Actually, wala pa rin akong maalala may gumawa sa akin.
Diba? Is that like a thing?
Pero, siguro yung kung meron man ako, Babe RJ, siguro yung ex ko, yung matagal, yung 4 years. So, siguro nagagawa namin lahat. Kasi, curious kami. Okay. Lahat ng first nasa amin eh. Pero kung ngayon, kung tatanungin ako, feeling ko okay lang din naman. Kung gusto nila ng rambutan, Charis!
Oy, after tomorrow,
wala na nang rambutan. Pero rambutan yung na-over ko, so depende.
After tomorrow, babe, lansones na yan.
Correct! Lansones na to!
Oh my God!
Pero kung gagawin siguro sa akin, yung
tatanong, the same ever again.
Pag ginawa siguro sa akin, tinin ko kakayanin ko naman. Gaganong-ganon mo sa akin, sige kakayanin.
Rambutan is the closest pagka dinescribe mo talaga yung balls.
True.
Kasi prickly siya, di ba?
Yeah. EJ, ikaw, teabagging.
So, yung teabagging ba, kung ikaw yung gagawa o ikaw yung gagawa, sa'yo gagawin?
Whichever. Anong
kasi kung sa akin gagawin yun, same lang, for as long as it's hygienic, okay lang sa akin. Although hindi siya common.
No, yeah. I can't remember
kung meron ako ganung experience.
Oh. Yes.
Pero kung ako yung gagawa, wala silang mapapala. Umaatras yung itlog ko.
Umaatras yung itlog ko.
Oo, walang teabag. Oo, bag lang.
Nakatuck away.
Bakit maliit lang talaga itlog mo?
Yes. Oo.
Quail eggs.
Lang talaga. Hindi nga quail, babe. Hindi siya
itlog
quail.
Itlog lang butik eh.
Ganon, babe.
What about reaming?
Reaming, dito kami nag-disagree ni Baby EJ.
Yes.
EJ nasa bottom.
You love ano rimming EJ, no?
He doesn't like it.
Ako, I don't like it. So if someone attempts, kunwari, sobrang heightened na yung ano sexual activity ninyo, tigas na tigas ka na, horny ka na, tapos someone attempts and then starts rimming me, zero out ako agad noon. Mawawalan ako ng gana. As in. Like, wala na. Parang, wag na natin ituloy. Wala na akong... Oo, but,
you don't mind giving it?
If I'm going to be the top and then I rim, I can rim your ass like the whole day. I wow. do that to you kasi favorite po yan. Yes, favorite ko ang rimming. Kaya na pag sobrang ganda ng ass.
Yes. Ako, I mean, even as a bottom, and I think that's something else that we need to normalize is bottoms rimming their tops. I think it's such a, it, there says, there's a very, very, how do I describe it? Maano siya eh, way to be intimate, you know, to have, na bakit yung tongue lang nila yung, or any other, ang sarap kasi ng sensation ng tongue. So it's and there are guys with real, I love nice asses. Yung it's something that na gusto ko for myself. Pero yung when I see a nice ass on other guys, like it's a turn on and I want to eat ass. It's something and it's something I enjoy as well. Yeah, I think it should be done more often. Good. As much as giving head. Yun nga yung ganun na if you want me to give you head, like you should be ready to eat ass as well. Para di ba, quits lang tayo.
Fair.
Ikaw, sino i-enjoy mo siya?
Na-enjoy ko siya gawin, actually. Parang lalo na sa mga, lalo sa ex ko, gustong-gusto kong gawin sa kanya yun. Na, yun nga, kasi parang feeling ko may satisfaction sa akin pag nakikita kong nagugustuhan nila yung ginagawa ko. Same. Tapos, kung bibigyan naman ako, masaya rin ako. Actually, ang recent experience ko niyan, kasabihin ka ba, Babe RJ? Sa spa. Eksena. First time ko rin sa spa na ma-expose yung sarili ko. Sir, carry lang ba? Kikemehen kita. Sabi ko, sige, usually naisip ko, i-jack off lang ako, di ba? Keme-keme si kuya, ganap-ganap si kuyang masahista chever. Tapos bigla niya kinain, sabi ko, oh, what's that? Tapos, ginalaw-galaw niya na yung dila niya. Oh, sabi ko, oh, I like it. Go more! Sobrang happy ko yun. Tapos pag tinatanong ako ng mga friends natin sa community, sino yung ganito mo? So yung certain guy na yun. Si ganito, sabi niya, ah okay lang yan, magaling yan. Sabi niya, so ano yung mga ginagawa niya? Tapos pag kinukwento ko yung experience, sabi nila, bakit kami, hindi kami ginagano? Sabi ko, there must be something in me na wala kayo. Sari.
Because I'm delicious and you're not.
At sila talaga tuwa-tuwa. Ako yung inangat yung pa akong gano'n sabay,
so hot.
Oh my God. Babe,
I want to repeat it again. Charot.
Saang spa to?
Guys, punta kayo sa charot. Sa mga nakikinig, hanapin nyo lang si.
Babe, mamaya mo sabihin sa akin.
I know.
Right. Yung meron pa mga ibang play na BDSM at saka role play. Have you tried any of those?
I have not personally. Pero and for the longest time din wala akong inclination to try. Mm-hmm. Pero I'm open to it. Mm-hmm. Now, I think I'm more confident in my sexuality now that I'm at least willing to try. Kasi, I mean, you never know. You'll never know if you like it unless you try. So, mas open ako ngayon. Pero so far, I have no experience na yung tinatali or you know, they use paddles or whatnot. Yeah. Wala man.
Role play?
I did something for pictures. Na yung sinend yung tinweet ko before pero for pictures lang yun, hindi namin ginamit during sex.
All right, okay. So, what about role playing, RJ?
Role playing, well, kasi I have this weird thing din. I don't really, I guess it kind of ties into role playing. I don't like dirty talk that much. yung when they say you like that, you like, does that feel good? Yung mga ganun. Hanggang ang okay lang sa akin yung parang mga oh my god, yung that's hot, fuck yeah, yung mga ganun, like 2-3 words during sex. Pero anything else beyond that, na-turn off ako. Like when they talk too much. So to shut them up, I make out with them so they would shut up. Like put your mouth to better use and make out with me instead of, you know, talking. Like I, as much as I would like to get into it, like, parang ang weird eh. Like, tama na yung usapan kasi we're doing it already. Yung parang ganun. So, kaya siguro hindi ko maano yung roleplay kasi parang I feel like it goes hand in hand with each other. So hindi ko pa na-try.
Ikaw siyan.
Alam mo, wala akong maalala na role-playing na ginagawa ko itong mga nakaraang nag-expose na ako ng self ko. Pero sa ex ko, natatawa ko kasi feeling ko role-playing yon. So parang nagsilbi akong pagkain kasi parang binudburan niya ako ng mga something, may pasirap-sirap something, at nag-enjoy naman ako. Pero pagkatapos nga lang yun, malagkit ako kasi puro sweets yung katawan ko. Pero nag-enjoy ako. Na parang lagyan ng whipped cream, kinain. Lagyan ng chocolate syrup, kinain. Ganon. Pero kung tatanungin ako ngayon na parang kung gusto ko ba siya, hindi naman ako nag-close ng doors, pero feeling ko okay ako doon. I mean, magiging happy naman ako. Basta nag-enjoy kami pareho. Tapos yung sa pagsasalita o dirty talk, naisip ko nga rin eh. Parang feeling ko na araw sa kapag sinasabihan ako ng gusto mo to? Gusto mo to?
Ayan. Ikaw, EJ. Yeah, but so, see, you haven't tried BDSM.
See,
you haven't tried BDSM?
Hindi ko pa na-try ang BDSM.
Okay.
Ikaw, mamaya,
pagpapatali ka.
Ay, hindi. Speaking of tali-tali, yun pala yung naisip ko kanina. Siguro naranasan ko siya, pero subtle lang eh. Kasi merong mga spa dito sa Philippines ngayon na nag-offer noon. So trinay ko siya. May tawag sila, nakalimutan ko ng tags. Itatali ka lang nila habang minamassage. Tapos pinapalo nila yung pet mo. Pem! Ganon. Pem! Ganyan. Tapos wala lang yun sa akin.
Sa timog yan.
Oo, tapos iba-blindfold ka pa, Mima. May ganun.
Oh my God, saan yan? Kailan puntahan ko yan sa ano, sa July?
Sabi ko sa iyo later. Itatali ka nilang ganun, tapos iba-blindfold ka nila habang imamassage ka nila. Tapos gagawin nila yung sensual massage nila na may palo-palo pa ng puwet. Ganun.
Oh my God.
So yun. Kasi ingay papate.
Gusto ko pa naman yung tank.
Ako din, actually. I like being spanked. It's nice. It feels good.
Yeah.
Parang, I don't like it kasi parang feel daw nila na objectify sila. Objectify me.
Objectify me.
Slap my ass.
Kasi
I
heard
this ass. Diba?
EJ, ikaw?
Sa BDSM, I don't think mako-consider ko yun na talagang official BDSM lang. Like Cian, parang subtle lang yung experience ko. Same din with Cian, dun sa same spa, na-experience ko din yan doon. Tapos, besides sa spa naman, na-experience ko na siya sa Boracay before. Na ganun din, tali-tali din, ganun. Pero hindi siya yung parang major, hindi siya official, I would say, na BDSM. Sa role-playing naman, ang pinakagusto, yes, na-try ko na yan, pero ang pinakagusto ko talaga na consistent yun ngayon is that when someone would act like my baby and I'm their daddy and then we're having sex,
daddy.
He's gonna call me, fuck me, daddy.
Fuck me, daddy.
Yes. Recently lang, like 4 days ago, I had someone come over the house. 19 years old pa lang siya. Yes, 19 years old pa lang siya. And then, daddy din naman kasi yung tawag niya sa akin. Tapos, yun din yung ano gusto niya. Yun yung parang fantasy niya. So, someone na same ng edad ng tatay niya. Would fuck him. So I acted like his father and then I fucked him. Ganyan. Tapos sabi niya, oh, I'll show you the video when I...
Oh my God! Video talaga. Gusto ko yun. Sige na
video.
So sabi ko sa kanya, can you moan like a girl? Sabi nga, when you're saying fuck me daddy. So he did. So yun, he was moaning like a girl. Gustong gusto ko yun. So, sabi, sobrang weakness ko yun. I easily get off pag ganun.
Fuck me, daddy.
Wow.
Okay. Actually, I can show you the video.
For today's video. Anyway, eto na si Yan. You are going to share your best gay sex ever.
Ay, siguro yung pinaka-best sex ko so far, up to date. Charat, is itong surfer hookup ko sa isang prestigious, isang mamahaling condominium dito sa Makati. At meron siyang 7 inches na dick.
Oh my God.
Okay.
At super chocolate ng katawan niya. Super sarap. As in, pagpasok ko, very elite yung nakikita kong guy na parang hindi ko alam kung bakit niya ako na-consider. Pero sabi niya, cute daw naman ako. Tapos, ginawa na namin siya. Tapos as in, submit na submit ako. So, ibig sabihin, nag-bottom talaga ako sa kanya. Parang ang sabi ko talaga sa kanya, you can do whatever you want. Ganon. Tapos, ganyan, ganap-ganap. Tapos, kahit nung kinakain ko siya, na-amaze ako sa sarili ko dahil kinaya ko siya. As in, talagang, lumaki talaga yung nag-expand talaga yung chocobe. Ganyan.
Oh my God.
Tapos, nag-uusap niya kami. Tapos, sabi niya sa akin, may mga terms siya na doon ko lang narinig kasi hindi naman ako talaga active sa mga hookup. So, may mga terms siya na parang, I hope, ano man tawag kapag malaki? May tinawag siya, akala ko nga queen bee yung term. May sinasabi siya na parang, I hope you don't mind if I'm keme-keme. May sinabi siya eh. Sabi ko, noong una parang, para pa akong tango, sabi ko, ah, what? What do you mean? Sabi niya, big dick. Sabi ko, ah, okay. No, it's fine. Sabi ko, projectary pa ako, it's fine. Expertuhan ka na.
Sanay ako dyan.
Tapos nung ginawa niya na yon, sabi niya, ano, nasasaktan ka ba? Ganyan, sabi ko, no, it's okay. Tapos talagang gawa-gawa siya, tapos may halik-halik pa siya. Kinikilig ako kasi parang babae ako. Ay, go, laban! Ganyan. Tapos I just found out na ang mga hinuhukap niya pala talaga is mga ano, foreign. Tapos pinakita niya sa akin yung mga video. So, taga-Pakistan, Valenzuela tuloy. Venezuelan, tapos Portuguese, tapos mga Asian, then Chinese. Tapos parang meron siyang listahan. May date na ito. Sabi ko nga, oh my God, nakapasok ako sa final top 10.
Enough! Nakapasok ako sa lineup, babe!
tapos
mas maganda yung nasama ka sa red book niya.
Tapos din, actually, kabiver ko pa nga rin siya. Sabi niya, pag nagla-union nga doon tayo, kasi sabi ko may mga Twitter friends ako, i-meet daw natin siya kasi currently, gusto niya nang tumira doon. So parang doon siya kumukuha ng place niya sa La-Union. Surfer talaga. Matangkad, malaki, as in, wow talaga, be.
Nice.
Ganda katawan kasi
yun,
surfer.
So far, yun ang best. Of the best. Yun.
Nice. Ikaw, EJ, ano yung best mo?
Nakwento ko na to sa Spaces at saka sa'yo. Ano eh. So, but for your listeners, ang pinaka up until now na mako-consider ko is yung nag-sauna ako sa Bangkok, Thailand. I would really consider that the best kasi first time kong na-experience na ma-fuck sunod-sunod ng 5 Thai guys.
Oh my God!
Yeah. Yeah, at that time kasi ang mindset ko that time was magpapabottom talaga ako. Yun lang. And then one guy is good and then I'll go home. Yun na yung nasa mind ko that time. Kasi I was tired na rin. Kasi naglalakad-lakad ako during the day. Kasi alam mo na, namamasyal as tourist, diba? Tapos when I went there, it's sauna mania. If you guys wanna go to Bangkok, you look for that. Tapos, meron doon parang dark room. You know, so, diba, mga sauna, mga bathhouses, diba? May mga dark room, may mga rooms dyan. Tapos may isa dong room na parang everyone can go in kasi medyo open siya. Tapos sobrang laki ng bed. Like, it's like a king-size, California king-size bed, something like that. Or bigger. Tapos, nakahiga lang ako doon, nakadapa ako kasi I wanted to rest lang muna from walking kasi wala akong nakaka-hook up. Until one guy lumapit sa akin. Yun nga lang, medyo turn off lang yung accent. Pero no shaming sa accent. Pero syempre, natawa lang ako kasi sabi niya, you like? Fuck? You like? Sabi niya, ganun. Sabi niya, kasi parang nagtanong na siya. Syempre, nagganun siya kasi first time. Nagtanong siya kung Thai ba daw ako or Filipino. Kasi di ba, we look like Thais then at the same time.
Yes.
So sabi ko, I'm Filipino. I'm from other countries. So sabi niya, you like? Fuck? You like? Sabi niya, ganun. Yun pala, may barkada ang puta. So 5 sila na parang trip ata din nila. So I was at the right time, the right moment, na trip nung lima na makatira ng isang lalaki na hindi Thai. So I was there, tumuwad na ako, at maraming audience.
Oh my God!
Yeah. So, na-speed throws ka din, as in habang tinitira ka, sumususo ka.
Walang ang ganun eh. Walang sumususo. Like, nakapila lang talaga sila.
Oh, shucks.
So, nakadapa lang ako. Nakaganito lang ako. Ganyan. Tapos, ano lang. Okay, welcome. Pasok lang kayo. Parang ganun. Round one. Oo. And ano kasi, average size kasi ng Thai. Medyo 6 up. Yun yung average, ano nila, malalaki at matataba. So, yung pinasok ako, at first masakit. Nung second, third, fourth, fifth na, wala nang sakit. Tapos lahat sila talagang parang basta sobrang saya. Tapos after nun, may tambayan kasi sa taas na you can like chill lang, yossi, inom ng tea. Pag-akyat ko, nandun sila. Tapos they invited me to talk, parang ganun. Tapos kinilala nila ako, ilang taon, from where, anong ginagawa ko sa Thailand. Alam mo yon, they're very welcoming. Hindi na naulit kasi hindi ko naman nakuha yung number nila. Alam mo yun, sa sobrang pagod ko din sa ginawa, hindi ko na naisip na kunin yung number nila. Pero up until now, yung mukha nila, yung dick size nila, yung katawan nila, like feeling ko perfect. Kaya sobrang fan na fan ako ng Bangkok. Kasi dun yung lahat ng best experience. Meron din naman sa Pilipinas yung mga best sex experience. Pero kung pinaka the best, yun sa Thailand.
Pupunta tayo ng Thailand, di ba, papi?
Yes, babe. Diba? Oo. Magkikidlat in Thailand tayo.
Oh my God. What about you,
RJ? Tayo dun, babe, RJ. Pag sinabi nila, 5 lang kami. No, 10, 20, go!
60. Isali niyo na yung staff at may-ari ng sauna.
Yung tipong pasok kami lang ang bottom. Nakagano na kaming tatlo.
Oo. Yung sa sobrang dami na, nag-space na tayo.
Nag-chichikahan na yung mga Marites. Oo, no, girl, nararamdaman mo ba yan?
Kapag inaan. So, ito na nga.
Tapos ang usapan pa sa space political.
Oh my God. Gusto ko sabihin sa inyo, ang weird naman itong tatlo na to, pero okay na din, basta pinilahan.
Oo. Saan kayo makakita ng pwet na in-offer na sa'yo?
Best sexual experience. Kasi, I mean, there have been a few notable experiences. Yung the one that stands out in my mind at this time is with my second ex-boyfriend. It was a long-distance relationship kasi nasa US Army siya. So he flew me out to Arizona where he was stationed. I lived in California at the time. So keeping in mind na, yun nga, this long-distance relationship, and this is why I don't want to do long-distance relationships kasi being that my love language is physical touch, ang hirap na not being able to touch your partner. So nag-uusap naman kami araw-araw, pero yung gano'n na nag-build up yung sexual desire namin for each other. So I was there for 3 days and we fucked like bunnies like the whole 3 days. Tapos, ang ano din sa kanya, because he's the biggest I've ever had. Like I would compare his dick to like a baby's arm, like wrist to elbow talaga. Like it got bigger as you get to the shaft. Like yung head, the head was big and then it got, you know, it got bigger. So we could only have sex in one position kasi it was so big. So I had to ride him. I had to, you know, cowgirl yung position namin. Pero it was really good. Like it was great sex. The one thing why it stands out in my mind is that after the fact, yung last night ko doon, so we had sex again. Last night, good dawn, before my flight back to California, he asked me if he could sleep inside me. Ito yung story na I think nasabi ko na to sa space. Tinatawag ko siyang alarm clock. Kasi he wanted to sleep inside me. So he put it inside and then he fell asleep and he was semi-erect the whole time. Tapos meron siyang time siguro may napanaginipan or ano because he was inside. I guess na nagigising siya. So it would get hard. So then nagigising ako. So kaya tinatawag kong alarm clock kasi nakakatulog naman ako pero very yung mababaw yung tulog ko. And then when his dick would twitch, like I would wake up and I'm like, oh my God, he's
oh my God, that's weird.
it was kind of, it was a weird request, pero I mean, you know, I loved him, you know, we were together naman, so it was something that like, tapos yun nga, like, it was a really big deal for him kasi hindi kami makikita for a while. Yeah, I mean, it was a big deal for both of us. So yun yung naisip ko na isa that really stood out in my mind. The only other one na parang notable was the only time I've ever come hands-free. So I was dating this guy, we were having sex, doggy style. Tapos I remember this burst feeling of euphoria. And then, akala ko naihi ako. Because something came out. Like, I wasn't touching myself. Naka all fours ako, because he was fucking me doggy style. And I looked on my bed and I was like, it was wet. Like, there was cum. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, how did I? So yung pala na-hit niya yung G-spot ko, the way his dick curved. Na-hit niya talaga yung ano. So that was another notable time na I would say was really good sex for me.
Wow, nice. What about toys? Do you guys own a toy?
Yes.
RJ, parang ang dami mo isi-share. O ipapakita pa talaga.
Unan, regaluhan niyo ako.
Regaluhan sa sinang masturbator.
Regaluhan kita ng gamit na, okay lang ba?
Oh my God!
Grabe naman yung gamit na.
May remnants of the past pa. Papa.
Yes.
Okay. So I have ayan two.
Siya, oh.
So there's
this one. Regaluhan niyan si Dave RJ.
Oo, may nagregalo sa akin actually. Pero ito, I bought this one. This is a prostate massager.
Oh, yes.
Vibrate?
Yeah, so it vibrates. And it helps to stimulate your G-spot talaga. So I've used it a few times, pero grabe kasi yung preparation, tsaka yung cleanup after and all that. Like, so you really have to, hindi siya pwede yung pang mabilisan lang, tapos okay na. So I really have to like set aside time to do it. Tapos ito, this is I got for Christmas. Hindi ko mga binubuksan. It's a Christmas gift. Hold on. Naka-blur yung ano. So it's, I got this present from a good friend. Binigyan kami lahat ng gym friends ko. Eh, sila straight. So they got masturbators. So para I gotta do.
Oh my God, that's huge.
Ang laki.
How big it is. It's, ano, parang 8 inches.
Gosh. I remember so many people.
Oh, so, hindi ko pa siya nagagamit actually. Pero, it looks promising.
Ayun yung toys. Ako, ano, flashlight lang. Yun lang yung toy ko.
Ayan, oh, meron pala ako nun. It's there somewhere under my clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yung pinat niya, pag ano.
Yes.
Okay. Ako wala talaga akong toys. Wala akong toys.
Ipapaman ako na lang sa'yo. Pinagaluhan na lang kita ng masturbator si.
Aw, thank you, Sir Tony.
Meron na kayo ng masturbator to.
Yan, flashlight, di ba? Or may battery so, talaga yan.
Naka-display to sa ano ko kasi parang ano lang siya. Parang toy lang siya. Parang
figurine. No
parang contemporary art.
Oh, pero eto kasi siya.
Ganyan na ganyan din sa akin. Ibang ano lang, ibang kulay.
Tapos meron siya dito kasi ito pagka inano mo, mas nawawala yung air, so mas tighter siya.
Tight siya. Totoo.
Tapos, pero pag, yes, pag libog na libog ka na, oh my God, alam mo yung pagka nilabasan ka, tumalab, dito talaga lumalabas.
Oh my God.
So, si regaluhan kita, pero gamitin ko muna, tapos hindi ko na hihugasan, tapos bigay ko na siya.
So a piece of him will always be with you.
With me. The remnants of the past.
RJ, parang tayo, may regalo sa akin na hindi ko pa nabubuksan.
Yes. Ay, yeah. Ano naman, Tony?
Masturbator din to eh.
Masturbator
na
din.
Na battery.
Oo. Na umiikot siya. Hindi ko pa siya nagagamit.
Yes, pero ganun na ngayon na it feels like it's like sucking your dick. Parang ganun na. May ganun technology na, no? Instead of developing cures for cancer, no, now you have a toy that sucks your dick.
Oh my God, ganito pala yung tsura na ito.
Hindi mo pa kasi nabubuksan.
Shit, umiikot.
Baka naman ide-demo mo dito, ha?
Okay, hindi.
You might as well.
USB, ah. Electric siya. Umiikot pala siya.
Like a flower. Yeah, yung gumagano.
Oh my God.
Yung para siyang tremors. Tremor!
You know?
Ikaw, AJ, meron ka sa flashlight lang sa'yo.
Flashlight, yun lang. Oo.
Yun lang.
Na soon ipapamana nga natin kay Sian. So, yun na.
Yes. It will soon be Sian's flashlight. Engrave mo yung kidlat, baby. Kidlat yung
yes.
My sticker.
Oo.
Mas may mga ilalagay akong picture mo doon ng mga nakahook up mo.
Oh my God.
Oh, anyway, right. Recommended naman. Mga recorounds naman tayo. Ano yung mga mare-recommend yung brand ng condoms, brand ng lube, or books, or anything about sex na mare-recommend nyo na you find it na very useful. Kung ako, meron akong, di ba alam niyo yung mga essential oil? May mga essential oil na pwedeng kainan eh, na pwedeng isama sa sa food and all. So, maghanap kayo ng ganon, tapos yung mint ang flavor. Tapos, mag-drop kayo sa ilalim ng dila nyo. Oh my God, tapos haddahin niyo yung lalaki nyo. Mauulot sila.
Parang good snow idea. Bear.
Oo,
snow okay. Bear actually. Snow
yeah.
Bear.
Yeah, snow bear lang din sa akin. Yeah. Tapos ang lagkit-lagkit after.
Yes, oh.
At least essential oil, ano pa, healthy.
Ayaw nga.
Any mare-recommend kayo ng mga lube na ginagamit nyo, nasubok na matibay, and condom? Ikaw,
long
EJ.
Long-lasting. Sa lube is yung mono, ano yun, babe? Mono, yan. That, yes, monogatari.
And monogatari. Monogatari.
Yes.
I use that kasi sobrang tagal niya talaga. Hindi siya nag-dry agad. So, mm-hmm. At saka mura lang. Hindi siya ganun ka-expensive.
Yes.
Marami
ako, in addition to that, gustong-gusto ko rin yung free from Hash Support, yung libre from the government. Sobrang ganda nung lube nila.
Mm-hmm.
Meron ba dito? Let me check.
Ide-demo mo rin ba, babe?
Ide-demo.
Pwede naman. Charez! Ito meron pa nga.
Ayan.
Ay, meron.
Patingin.
Cupid. Sobrang water-based din siya. Ang sarap.
Yeah.
Ano yan? Lube o condom?
Lube.
Sa condom naman, ano?
Particular sa condom. Well, I mean, kasi bottom din ako. So, I don't know about you guys kung ano, if there's a preferred condom that you guys use. Sa akin naman kasi wala akong...
Plastic Labo.
Huh? What?
Plastic Labo kaya ice candy wrapper.
Ang sakit.
Gusto naman ng medyo pulo tapos may trail bubble wrap. Bubble wrap.
Grabe ka naman, babe. Ako nga ano lang eh. Anong tawag dyan? Parang, ano ba yun? Yung sa grocery store.
Ako nga sa
eco bag. Eco bag lang po isa.
Eco bag!
Kasi we have to be more mindful of the environment.
Yes,
diba?
Correct.
Ako nga kung ano yung supply sa ospital eh, gloves. Tsaka yung KY jelly.
Gloves!
Actually, yung KY jelly, maganda rin yun.
At yung KY, at tsaka yung gloves, biro mo lima yun o di limang kondom.
Oh, parang finisting ka rin.
Correct.
Di ba ko ipapasok mo yung buong latex na ano gloves? Di parang finisting ka, no?
Oh my God. Pero meron, may iba ka, may allergy sa latex, di ba, babe?
Yes.
Yeah, may mga tao na allergy sa latex.
Totoo. Pero so far naman, wala pa ako na-encounter na
nag-allergy. Wala kayong specific brand na ginagamit sa condoms?
Ako meron, premium.
Ano yung premium? Brand yun?
Premium or premier? That's premier.
Premier. Sorry. Premier.
Premier.
Ikaw, si yun din na ginagamit mo na brand. Premier.
Pero most of the time nung gumagamit ako dati, trust condom lang talaga yung trust. Kasi syempre, yung mas kilala ko dati. Pero ngayon, yun nga, based on my experience, parang mas better niya yung Premier kaysa sa Durex.
Mm-hmm.
Okay yung Premier. Yung thin nila, mas okay yung Premier. Okay.
Matibay talaga. Kasi natry ko yung thin ng Durex. Mas siguro twice ako nabutasan.
Nabutasan.
Oo. Medyo delicate.
Kulay blue nga ba to, papi? Yung Premier. Blue, no? Yung thin nila. Hindi ko matandaan yung color.
Nabutasan ka na sky blue.
Silver ata yung sa akin eh.
Kulay blue.
Silver.
Ah, silver. Ah, the ultra thin. Hindi naman para hinahanap mo ngayon. Nasaan? Ayan yung gray, silver nga. Napakamahal nga lang yan.
Bagkano yung color?
Ay, ito. Silver lang yung likod. Pero yung front, violet. Yan, no? Ultra thin.
Magkano siya?
Yung binili ko ata recently na hindi ko pa nabubuksan, silver siya. Tapos 200 plus yun. Isang ganun lang.
Saan siya nabibili? Sa mga pharmacy?
7-Eleven?
Oo, sa mga ano suking tindahan at tindahan ni Aling Puring. Charis.
7-Eleven?
7-Eleven, ano, convenience store.
So, bumili ka ng yellow, bumili ka na ng condom.
Correct. At ang nakakatawa kasi, accidentally, ano lang yun, na-punch. Tapos gusto ko lang sanang itry. Pero nung na-punch yun na, syempre, ma-pride tayo. Nung dami niya, sir, kukunin ko isa mamana. Na-punch niya.
It turns out maganda naman.
Maganda. Maganda siya din. Ultra thin. Basta yung ultra thin nila.
O, di ba kanina sinasabi ko yung Manscaped, yung mga ball lotion and all?
Anong itsura nga yan?
Oh, can I see?
Wait. Yeah. Pero ito, meron sa Lazada nito. You guys can buy this one. It's called Below the Belt.
Below the Belt.
Yan. Below the
ano
Belt.
Ano po siya?
Ball lotion siya.
Ah, okay. Para maiwasan ng katikati.
Yes, fresh and dry balls.
Oh,
yeah, pala.
We will buy that. Babe RJ, bumili na tayo. Bilis.
Actually. Maano ko sa boss. Actually, I don't sleep with any underwear on. Pag ano, dapat may sando ako. Kasi pag if I don't sleep with my chest covered sa gabi, lalo pag naka-on yung aircon, nagaano yung I have a cold in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Pero yung balls ko, like I prefer my balls. I don't like wearing underwear when I sleep nowadays para makahinga yung genitals ko. It's a mas okay sa akin, mas komportable ko. Kasi nga yun nga, like it gets sweaty, my balls get sweaty.
Mm. Ito yung ginagamit ko, Manscaped ball deodorant siya. Meron siya nakalagay na ball deodorant.
Oh, wow.
Importante yan sa mga straight guys na chuchupis ko. Babaho ng balls.
Tapos,
papawis
meron siya. Kasi di ba meron siya. Tapos yung kasama niya na kit, meron siya yung para sa ano, sa buhok dito, pantanggal. Sa ilong.
Sa ilong.
Oh. Yes.
Yung parang wax, gano'n?
Oo, meron siyang kasama na ginaganon lang. Nakakakilite, nakakabuhiset. Anyway, guys, anything or any message regarding you wanted to say anything about why it's important to normalize talking about gay sex and all, anything you wanted to say about it?
I think for me, something that would help our community in a lot of ways is the information. Knowledge is power. The more we know about sex, the fact that we talk about sex and you talk about, you know, whether it's mistakes you've made or tips and tricks that you might have learned, I think it could help some people. Na kasi yung iba sa atin na nangangapa tayo when we don't know anything, wala tayong mapuntahan, there are no resources back then where you could like look it up. At least now you can Google it, or there are communities, there are message boards now about, you know, talking about sex. Kumbaga nandiyan yung wealth of information, so it helps to minimize dire mistakes where people might get sick or people might get hurt or, diba, or something dangerous. So I think that's a great thing, that yun yung pinaka ano sa akin, na is to have that information out there for the younger people now, so that you don't make the same mistakes that the older gays made back in our time.
Yeah, true. EJ?
pretty much the same with RJ. Information talaga. Kasi marami tayong mga mistakes na nagawa in the past that because social media wasn't there and then yung access to like, ano ba tawag dyan? Parang seminars on sex and whatnot ay hindi ganun ka-accessible sa lahat. Lalo na sa atin. Kasi sobrang kinakahiya yung ganung pagiging gay before, di ba? So ngayon kasi since everyone's a little more accepting, then we also have to be more accepting about the fact that sex is part of a relationship. Sex is part of LGBTQ community, di ba? And yun nga, you have to be protected. Sabi nga ni ano, kumbaga, kung meron mang condom prior to sex, yun yung information. Kasi you have to get protected with the right information para you won't be committing a mistake or the same mistake as what some of the older people did before or yung mga nagkasakit na. So, yun lang naman. Knowledge is power, as what RJ said.
What about you, C?
Ganun din. Iginaya lang! Siguro, ang naisip ko na lang in relation to, you know, having the information ngayon sa community natin. Ako naman, personally, ako, based on my experience, ngayon na natututo na ako, siguro ang advice ko lang sa mga sa community natin is that don't be afraid to ask people, especially dun sa mga taong kilala mo na, kasi from one way or another, they can help you and they can clarify things in a way na nasubukan na nila at merong maganda at hindi magandang naidulot sa kanila. Tsaka, huwag mong ikakahiya yung estado mo pagdating sa sex. Basta alam mong wala kang inaapakang tao, safe yung ginagawa mo, it's okay. Kasi parte na yun ang buhay natin. Kasi ang nangyari nga talaga nung panahon na hindi pa uso tong ganito, yung meron tayong mga platforms na nakakapag-usap tayo directly and then mas accepting na yung tao ngayon. Dati, sobrang ano yun, di ba? Stigma yun na i-judge na nila tayo. But now, na sobrang talamak na yung mga information, yung mga community na nagbibigay ng services, like katulad niyan, yung mga centers natin dito sa Philippines na nagbibigay ng mga gamot para mas lalo tayong maalis sa mga pagkuha ng virus. I-maximize natin yung pag-utilize or yung pag-engage ng sarili natin into those things kasi wala namang mawawala. Ang mali lang kasi doon, yung magpakain tayo doon sa norms ng culture natin and yung sa judgment ng ibang tao. Kung ako sa inyo, katulad ko, dahil ngayon, I'm so out in the open. I'm so...
Yeah.
So proud of you, babe.
Sasabihan na yugyugan. Charez! Naramdaman ko na yung Charez.
At saka, practice
bibig ko, yung joke ko, Charez. Masaya siya. Masaya siya. At the same time, mas ano talaga eh, mas nagiging ano tayo, kasi nga, di ba, no man is an island. Eh, pag ano ba ako? No man is an island. It's better to connect people and to connect yourself to people. Okay, from one night or another, magka-create tayo ng magandang ano eh, magandang life support sa isa't isa. So, yun but lang.
Totally.
Yeah. Nice. Ako naman, I just always wanted to break the stigma. Kasi nga, di ba sa Philippines, ang laki ng stigma about sex. Parang sex is always taboo. With the rise of HIV cases, parang hindi na dapat natin to gawing taboo. Dapat maging ano na siya, maging normal na siya na conversation. You're probably wondering, paano kaya to Sir Tony? Anong gagawin mo? Ano kaya yung ano, we just talk about it and nag-usap lang tayo? Kasi that's what I wanted, na maging normal lang na pinag-uusapan siya. But come to think of it, there's a lot of people na, oh nga no, I have to look after, pag bottom pala ako, I really have to look after myself. And then people will listen na, ah, si RJ pala nagdudosh, dapat pala ganito yung ginagawa and all. Or, ah, meron palang ibang sex na na-enjoy pa. Meron pa palang ganito. Suddenly, they talk about condom. O nga, no, bakit ba kasi ko nahihiyang bumili ng condom? When in fact, andyan na nga lang yan sa harap ko, nahihiya pa ako. And these are the things na dapat ano ini-aim natin na mag-normalize. Not because nagkwentuhan lang tayo, nagkalat lang tayo dito, but the aim here is, you know, for people to learn a lot of things na ginagawa ko rin naman to eh. So dapat pala hindi ako mahiya na ganito rin yung gagawin ko. I have to look after myself, I have to look after my partner. But more than anything else, yung hindi na ako mahiya, yung alam mo yung hiya na bibili ka na lang ng rubber to protect you that could prevent you from STI.
Like, say that yun. Not only are you showing that you're getting some, but you're being responsible at the same time. So
Exactly. Alam mo, I remember, hindi talaga maaalis sa akin yung meron akong hookup sa Philippines. Sabi ko sa kanya, oh, ito, bumili ka na ng condom. Nahihiya kasi ako eh. Sabi ko, bakit ka mahihiya? Huwag ka mahihiya. Pag bumili ka ng condom, dapat yung ilalagay mo sa sarili mo as you're being responsible. And at the same time, you smile kasi you're getting an action.
Yes! Sure.
Ganun. Sabi ko sa kanya, sige, bumili, subukan mo. So, bumunta siya. Sabi ko, how was it? Well, it wasn't bad. Sabi niya ganun. Actually, ano, I must do it all the time kasi nga parang, yeah, come to think of it na dapat maging responsible. Parang parang dinihintay lang niya yung kahukap niya na merong dala. Sabi ko, well, next time. Okay. Paano kung walang dala?
So, nung gagawin? Yes, ano? The sex.
Exactly, diba? So, I hope yung mga ganitong conversations na we don't need to be parang webinar. Parang... para magturo, we can be like ano, normal friends talking and asking questions for people to learn. So thank you guys, thank you Kidlat.
Thank you Sir Tony for having us.
Thank you.
Super na appreciate ko and I'm looking forward na umuwi na ng July. I can't wait because I wanted to see all of you and hug all of you. At yes. Ipapakita ko ang aking lalamunan. Charot.
Yes, gusto ko pa in person.
Laban yan.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys. Oy, thank you for see doing you this. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Miss you guys. See you soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye po. Bye-bye. See you later, RJ.
Why is it that there's a need for us to talk about sex? Talking about sex frames up sexual norms. Talking about sex widens our perspective. Talking about sex solidifies our support network. Is it really time to have the talk with my friends? Well, I guess it's about time. Well, another episode has ended. Please do not forget to share this podcast. Make sure you follow and subscribe for more episodes. This is Tony reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Till next time, everybody. God bless. Mwah. Bye, everybody. Bye.